A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph, Sanhedrin 21a, pagination is 41. We'll start on the sixth line. Masnisin, lo yarbe lo noshim elashmona esrei, a king is not allowed to increase his wives to a great extent. He's only allowed to have 18 wives. So there's a lot of material to cover today, so I'm not spending a whole lot of time on the fact of having more than one wife from a biblical perspective. Suffice it to say that our concept on multiple wives is that generally great people did not take multiple wives. It was an allowance in general that people in the population were allowed, as long as they were moral, they were allowed to have more than one wife biblically. The cases that we find that great people took more than one wife were extraordinary type cases. Avraham takes a second wife on Sarah's behest. Yitzchak does not want to take a second wife regardless and just keeps praying that he should have children from Rivka. Yaakov really takes more than one wife because of a trick that was played on him, and then because Rachel doesn't have children and she wants and Leah wants, and he ends up taking more than one wife. In general, great people did not. The exception that we find in David, which is our topic this morning, is presumably because of David's sophistication as a person, because of his personality, his drives, whatever it was that was David. So he took more than one wife, but the Navi tells him that there's a limit to that. It's not a free-for-all the way it might be by a regular wealthy person who can support multiple families. Biblically, he was allowed to do so. In David's case, as a king, there's a limit. He's not allowed to take more than 18. The Gemara tells us, it's in the Mishnah as well, but let's see it in the Gemara, the last of the medium lines. Ma'ani mekayim lo yarba afilu ka'avigayil. When it says lo yarba, you're not allowed to have more than the 18, it's even like Avigail, who was held up on a pedestal as a really righteous woman. And we get glimpses of that in the interaction that David has with her while she's still married to her husband, Naval, who acts disrespectfully to David in a way that warrants the death penalty. And Avigail calms him down. Asks the Gemara, Hani Shmona Esra Minolon. How do we know this number 18, that a king is not allowed to have more than that? Dichsiv. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Shmuel Beis, when David's monarchy is still being formed, he starts off in Hebron and then relocates. So in the beginning of Perek Gimel, the Pasuk tells us, Vayivodu leDavid banim beChevron. There were children that were born to David in Hebron. Vayihi bechoro, his firstborn, Amnon la'achinoam ha'yisraelis. Amnon, born to this woman. Umishneyu, and the next one was Kilav la'avigayil eshesnov la'karmeli. Kilav, born to the woman Avigail. Ve'ashlishi Avshalom ben Ma'acha, and the third was Avshalom, who we will later see rebelling against his father. Vaharivi'i Adoniah ben Chagis, and the fourth was Adoniah, who in the beginning of the book of Malachim does a rebellion trying to preempt Shlomo to the throne. Vachamishi Shephatiah ben Avitol, and the fifth was Shephatiah, the son of Avitol. Vashishi Yisraim le'egla eshes David, and the sixth was Yisra'am to Egla, which we're told later is Michal. Ela yaldu leDavid beChevron. These are the ones that were born to David in Chevron. Ukaamalei Navi. And then by the incident of Bathsheba, when David takes the woman that's engaged to Uriah, the way we understand it, she was married to Uriah and then got a get, but she was on standby to be taken back from Uriah, if he would come back safely in battle, then they would be married. And David takes her, and Uriah falls in battle, so technically she wasn't an Eshes Ish, a married woman, at the time that David took her, but it was a messy situation. And the Navi says, if you want more wives, I can give you like this and like this a second time. Kohenashis, he already had six, so Kohena means another six. V'kohenashis, and another, Kohena means another six. Davalu Tmani Suri, and that's our understanding that a king is allowed to take until 18 wives. Now, the Gemara goes in a lot of different directions regarding David's family on the staff, and we'll do a few excerpts. We're jumping down to about 10 lines in the widest lines, towards the middle. Umihava lemichal bani, if we establish that Egla is Michal, the daughter of Shaul, so we have a little bit of confusion because there's a pasuk that tells us Olamicha Bashal lo hayola velad ad yamosa, that Michal did not have a child until the day that she died. Omar of Chista ad yamosa lo hayola b'yamosa hayola. She did have when she died, but until then she didn't have children, which means that in Chevron she wouldn't have had children. And that pasuk was said when Michal rebuked David for his dancing in front of the Aron, which was after this Chevron time period. So, did she have children? The pasuk seemed to indicate that she didn't. And the Gemara, four lines later, Ella Ema, at the end of a line, Ad Osamaisa Hayala, she indeed had children before that incident with the dancing by the Aron. Mikan Ve'elach Lo Hayala, all the pasuk means is, from that point on, she didn't have children. At the end of a line, three lines later, Amarav Yehuda Amarav, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, Tamar bas Yefas Toar Hoysa. You'll remember Tamar from the story of Amnon and Tamar, who socially were brother and sister, but halachically were not brother and sister. Amnon assaulted Tamar, and eventually Avshalom, who was Tamar's brother, at least socially, if not halachically, avenges the assault and ends up killing Amnon. So the Gemara says that Tamar was a bas yefas toar, was the daughter of a woman that was caught in battle, and before she converted, David was entitled to be with her once, according to the laws of yefas toar in the beginning of Parshas Kisetze. Shenema, the pasuk says, Ve'ata, daber na el ha-melech, go speak to the king. Tamar says, Kilo yimna'eni mimcha, because he will not withhold me from you if you wanted me in legitimate marriage. Why are you assaulting? Ve'isako daitach bas nesuin havoi, if it was a regular marriage, Achasimi avasharyale, she can't get married to him, she's a sister. Elashmamina basifas toar hoysa, she was the example of a woman that was able for David to be intimate with her for one time from the incident in battle. Tamar was born from that union. And then later, David married the woman after she was Megayer and had Avshalom. So Avshalom is enumerated in that pasuk that we quoted before. But Tamar was born from the relationship before the Giyur, and therefore she was free to marry in such a relationship. Again, socially they were being raised as brother and sister, but she really was not legally his sister. It's important to mention on the last line, as a result of that assault, Amnon and Tamar incident, the Gemara tells us last words on the page, Ba'osasha gozru al hayichud on Pnuya, they made a gezera on the laws of Yichud, which were not as restrictive until that point. Because we're often focused on ta'amei ha-mitzvahs, the taste of the mitzvah, the reason of the mitzvah, to get a little flavor of why we were given mitzvahs, so we also find it necessary to balance that and make sure that we don't start saying that this is the definitive reason why Hashem gave the mitzvah, and when that reason doesn't apply, we, chas v'shalom, wouldn't be bound by the mitzvah. Let's take a look, very important concept, on the fourth of the widest lines. We know that Shlomo had many, many wives. Whatever his reasoning was, some say that he intended to bring in the Mashiach by marrying the daughters of the different kings, he would father the next king. He would father the prince, and he would father the next king. And by raising these children in the way of Torah, he would then send them back to their kingdoms. And there is such a suggestion that that's what Shlomo had in mind. But in any case, Shlomo saw the pasuk that says that you're not allowed to have too many wives. A king is not allowed to have too many wives. Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. And he said, I can do it because the reason that's given in the pasuk is v'lo yasur levavo. It shouldn't cause his heart to deviate. And he said, well, I can have the wives and it won't cause me to deviate. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, mepnei ma lo nisgalu ta'amei Torah. In general, the reasons were not given. Shaharei, because we see a reason was once given. Gemara actually says two cases were given, and the greatest of the great, Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, the son of David, messed up because of it. The pasuk says, Lo yarbe lo nashim, Omar Shlomo, ani arbe velo asur. I'm going to increase, and it won't cause my heart to deviate from Hashem. And the pasuk says, Vayihi le'ezikna Shlomo, nashav, hitu es levavo. He was not able to withstand as he thought. And this daf is a glimpse, among other things, a very rich daf, different concepts, but among other things, a glimpse into David's family and to this concept of multiple wives, but not too many, were permitted for biblical level of observance. Today, of course, it's unheard of. We observe Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Have a wonderful day.